Hello, and welcome back to the Lyricist Snippet. As always, I am your host, Jeffrey Way, and today we're talking about journaling. No, not journaling your life, even though that's something that's always been appealing to me. I don't know, some people have the ability, they go to the coffee shop with their journal, and they do it every single day. I would love to be that type, but for whatever reason, it just never actually works out that way. But I love the idea. I love the idea of like having my book and my coffee, and I'm going to journal my thoughts for the day, and it's going to be some kind of cathartic thing for me. But I just never do it. I do it for a couple of weeks, and then the rest of the journal ends up with empty pages, and I eventually throw it out. But no, specifically, I'm referring to things related to code. So often, I don't know about you, but I'll be working on something, and I'll realize, oh, I shouldn't have done that. This is something I need to remember for the future, because this is a huge pain in the butt right now, and I don't want to do that again. But you're in the middle of work, so you just kind of drill through, and before you know it, you've kind of forgotten that. And then the next project comes around, and you make the exact same mistake again. Now, usually what we do, right, is we write a blog post about it, and then we share it on Twitter for everyone else to see. And this is fine for, I would say, larger things that warrant these dedicated blog posts that can help the rest of the community. But I don't know about you, but if I'm going to write a blog post and share it on Twitter, I want it to be pretty good. So that means I'm going to spend a lot of time, and I'm going to refactor it, so to speak, and I'm going to go over every single line to make sure it reads well. And honestly, who has time for that every single time they have a tiny little revelation? So what I've been doing lately, and by lately I mean in the last week, but I'm going to try to stick to it this time. I purchased the Day One app for the Mac. Really good app. Not cheap. It's about $30, but you can do this in the Messages app if you want to. But yeah, every time I'm coding and I just come across something where I think, you know what, I want to make a note of this for future Jeff. I switch over to Day One, and then I write my little journal entry. And sometimes, yeah, it's one or two paragraphs. It's for me. It's not for anyone else. And I think the advantage is I'm more apt to do that versus hitting the brakes and then suddenly preparing a nice blog post and finding a good thumbnail to go along with the blog post. That just takes way too long. But for this, it's specifically for me to come back to. As an example, for the last two things that I mini-journaled about, one, well, as you know, I'm doing a pretty big redesign of Lyricast. It's going very well. I think it's going to launch November 1st. Technically, it could launch in the next week, but I would love to have a full month where I can iron out all the kinks and make sure all the mobile layout works well, like Lyricast struggles with a little bit right now. But anyways, one thing I did realize was that when you're going through the HTML and you're changing classes or removing them or removing IDs because they're no longer necessary, from time to time, the related JavaScript behavior for that element suddenly would stop working. And then I would switch over and realize, oh, maybe I'm using jQuery here, and I hunted down this element by its ID or class. But during the refactor, I got rid of that class name because I thought I didn't need it anymore, and now the JavaScript broke, right? And you know what? I knew this was a bad thing already. This is one of those things where your desire to go fast sometimes can hurt you. Because, again, I know there's an issue where if you use jQuery to hunt down an element by its class name or ID, yeah, well, the JavaScript is now bound to that ID. And that may not seem like a problem, but a year from now, when you are redesigning your site, you're not going to remember that that ID is being used in your JavaScript. So once again, when you remove that ID as part of your refactor, the JavaScript's going to break, and you got to go and fix and debug it. So obviously, the solution is don't use a class name in your jQuery. Instead, maybe attach a custom attribute to the element. So for example, if it's something like tabs, right? So you have like an unordered list with a class of tabs. Well, in your JavaScript, maybe instead hunt down the element that has a data attribute of tabs, anything like that. So that means on your unordered list, you would add an attribute that says data-tabs. Or something like that. So now, when you do that refactor a year from now, you will see, okay, we can get rid of this class because it's no longer needed, and the ID is unnecessary, so I can remove that. But you're going to see that custom attribute, and you're immediately going to know, oh, that has some significance likely for the JavaScript. So I'm going to leave that alone. And as a result, your JavaScript's no longer going to break as a result of cleaning up your HTML. So yeah, that's just one thing where I switched over to day one. I wrote a couple paragraphs, mostly to reemphasize what I already knew. But, you know, when you write things down, it's weird. It kind of instills it in you quite a bit more. And by the way, the same thing is true for teaching. So if you ever have to explain something to a junior on your team or a student or for me doing a video tutorial, in order to explain that thing, you really have to understand it really, really well. I mean, think about it. Think how many things we do where you don't understand it specifically. You just know, oh yeah, I got to do that to make this work, right? Whether it's like a Webpack thing or some JavaScript thing. You don't fully understand it, but you do know if I do this, it works. Well, when you teach that to somebody else, that doesn't work. You have to explain why this is necessary. So you have to research more, and it makes you a better developer. So that's one, and I'm looking back. The thing I journaled about before that was related to a Git issue. I even tweeted about this last week. Basically, I was rebasing onto my master branch. So basically, on my redesign branch, I wanted to pull in all the changes I had made to master. So you'd use a command like git rebase master. And I made a mistake where I accidentally favored the wrong side for the rebase. So you may know this. You can do git rebase dash x. And that way you can say, do I want to, when a merge conflict arises, do I want to favor theirs or ours? And it's a little confusing because you would think ours would represent the current branch you're on. So if you're in a feature branch and you say git rebase dash x ours, and then on the master branch, yeah, again, you would think ours would refer to your current branch. But actually, ours, O-U-R-S, that refers to, in this case, the master branch. And theirs would refer to our current branch, which is really weird. I don't know about you, but that's unintuitive for me. So yeah, once again, if I were to say git rebase dash x ours, ours actually refers to the branch to which you're rebasing on top of. So that would be master. And theirs would refer to our current branch. So anyways, long story short, I totally screwed it up and I accidentally overwrote most of the changes I had made in this branch. So obviously the panic sets in a little bit, but luckily with Git, it's actually very, very hard to lose any information. There's almost always a way to recover it. So in this particular case, you can do a git reflog, R-E-F-L-O-G, and then basically that's going to show you all the changes that have been made with Git. So all you have to do is find the change immediately before you performed the rebase, and then you grab the little hash ID like you do, and then you can say git reset dash hard, and then you can paste in the hash, or you can say head at, and then whatever the number is. So yeah, two completely random things that I've known at one point or another in my life. But yeah, a lot of those things, you go to Stack Overflow, you figure it out, you perform the fix, and then when it happens again 6 months later, you've completely forgotten all over again. So I'm trying to get better at when these things happen. I take 5 minutes and I just switch over to day one and I write a little note for myself. And then from time to time, I can go back and read these as little refreshers, or if only for my own little custom Stack Overflow. Okay, so maybe give it a shot too. Mostly, this all just boils down to giving yourself an excuse to take this thing you learned and actually learn it. And when you write out that blog post or you write out that journal entry that nobody but you will ever see, it's forcing you to really think about it and figure out what was the problem and what was the fix.